Live well, win well is on point with Wanda Lynn Stelton, who's a doll, 1380 WAOK. Welcome, cardiologist Dr. Vimu Lapalli, sharing with us on this morning, advocating for people with heart valve disease. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. We're always promoting living well and winning well here on On Point Show. So talk to us about heart valve disease. Is it really a serious disease, and is it something that perhaps we really don't understand just generally, our general public, and we overlook some of those physical signs?
Yeah, absolutely, Wanda Lynn. So heart valve disease, your heart has four valves in it, and they're designed to open and allow blood to go in one direction. So heart valve disease is if the valves, any one of them or more than one, doesn't open properly or leaks. And it's pretty common, actually. So about 2.5% of the population, so 1 in 40 people have heart valve disease. And once you hit the age of 70, it goes up to about 13%, so 1 in 8. And the problem is it's really underdiagnosed and underrecognized both by patients and providers. So 1 in 15 people over the age of 65 have moderate or severe heart valve disease and are undiagnosed.
Why is that? I mean, because sometimes the average time you go to the doctor, you're not getting the right test done or the test that you should ask for.
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes heart valve disease has symptoms with it. People sometimes have fatigue and shortness of breath or chest pain or swelling in their legs. And other times heart valve disease doesn't have very many, if any, symptoms. And so doctors are often taught, well, I can pick up heart valve disease if I put a stethoscope on the patient's chest and listen to them or if I talk to them. But we have research to say that's not true. If you want to pick up heart valve disease and patients are having any type of symptom, you need to do an ultrasound of their heart, something called an echocardiogram.
Okay. And so with this heart valve condition, or even to get there, is it treatable?
Yeah, so another great question. It turns out that some types of heart valve disease are really, really dangerous. So aortic valve disease, that's the valve between the heart and the rest of the body, if it gets severely blocked up, people who have that problem, if they don't get treatment, within 2 years, 80% of them will die. The good news is that we have treatments for this. And in fact, over the last decade, the treatments have gotten a lot better. So 15 or 20 years ago, if you had that type of valve disease or other types of valve disease, you'd have to have a big surgery. Someone would have to open your chest. You'd have to stay in the hospital for a couple of weeks after having your valve replaced or repaired. And then you'd have to recover for months outside of the hospital. Now, in the last 10 years or so, we have the ability to do this minimally invasively. So you can basically repair or replace valves through a small needle hole in the leg. The procedure is done. You stay in the hospital overnight, and the next day you can leave the hospital with no restrictions on your activity. So it's become even more important to diagnose heart valve disease because we have many treatment options now.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, and that's good to hear. I want you to elaborate, doctor, a little bit more on the shortness of breath and difficulty catching your breath, as opposed to just having a moment of a shortness of breath. Describe or paint the picture for us of what it means as it relates to heart valve disease when you say shortness of breath or difficulty catching your breath.
Yeah, so if you classically, this would be somebody who, when they're exerting themselves, say walking or walking up a flight of stairs, they start noticing that they can't catch their breath and or they have to stop because of their breathing. So it's usually not just something that happens for 1 second while you're doing nothing and goes away. It's usually something that comes along with some amount of exertion.
Wow. And so can stress also add to this heart valve problem?
Yeah, so certainly stress can cause different types of symptoms. And including shortness of breath or chest discomfort, and it can be really difficult to tell the difference between whether it's just stress or you have a heart valve problem or something else. So if you're having any of those symptoms, talking to your doctor about potentially having an ultrasound of your heart would be important. Now, we don't know whether stress, like stress at work or stress at home life, contributes to developing heart valve disease or not. But certainly any of those types of symptoms, you'd want to get checked out.
Definitely true. What are the chances of survival in an untreated heart valve disease?
Yeah, it depends on which valve and the exact problem. But as I mentioned, for example, the aortic valve, the one between the heart and the rest of the body, once it becomes severely blocked up, if it's not treated, 80% of people will die within 2 years. But there are great treatment options, so we really just need to make the diagnosis and then get people to the appropriate therapies.
So individuals will really need to press with their doctors, have that conversation with them, and even if they don't even think or they're not having any symptoms, to kind of push towards having the test, the echo cardiogram test?
Certainly, if they're having symptoms, they should be asking their physician about whether they should have it. If they're not having symptoms, but they have a family member with heart valve disease, since there are some versions of heart valve disease that are genetic, they should also ask their physician about whether they need an ultrasound. So if they have a family member but no symptoms, they should ask. And if they themselves are having symptoms, they should definitely ask.
If you have hypertension, does that mean you automatically have a heart valve problem?
No, not necessarily. Hypertension and heart valve problems can be separate. Hypertension is associated with developing heart valve problems in the future, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you will have a heart valve problem just because you have hypertension.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Doctor, for sharing with us. Is there any way that you can direct our audience to get more information about the heart valve disease?
Absolutely. So we have a website, askforecho.com, and that's 4, like the number 4. And people can go there and find more information about the topics we've been talking about here. And also, if they want to be involved with the Ask for Echo campaign, they can sign up there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we really appreciate all the great work you're doing, helping to save lives and keeping lives informed as to what they need to do. Thank you so much, Doctor. We appreciate you. Stay healthy.
Thank you so much, Wendelin.
Good morning, welcome. Ask Dr. V. Milapali right here on Point with Wendelin Silk. Check it out. Ask for Echo campaign. Be a part of it and learn more about good heart health.